Hi, welcome to 1000 Voices Podcast. I think this is sort of the summit of this chapter, which is emotional intelligence. Welcome to 1000 Voices Podcast. My name is Gina and I am your host, and I'm talking about all things emotional intelligence. And this particular episode was kind of triggered by the previous episode where I was talking about emotional intelligence in relationships and also how mental health is, you know, in all of this. And something came up to me where I was speaking about my products that are food supplements that have helped me cope and have a better life. You will not believe what I'm about to tell you. So, as much as we want to be emotional intelligent, did you know majority of our emotional intelligence is affected by external stimuli? And what do I mean by this? I mean the pills that you're taking. I'm going to talk about those first. So medications actually affect how people feel. And these are the ones that you get from, you know, prescribed medications. Most of these, prescriptions don't really give you the side effects. Because majority of side effects for most medications, such as antidepressants, for example, they actually cause more anxiety and agitation and insomnia. I promise you, they're supposed to reduce symptoms of depression, but they don't. Really, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to talk deep into that. But what I can tell you is most of those mood stabilizers, they lead to mood swings and irritation and emotional bluntness. So some people become numb to that. Then we have your hormones. For women, this is a natural thing, especially, you know, when it's that time of the month. Your hormones can affect your emotional intelligence. So be mindful of all of those things. I'm saying this so that you can be mindful of external things that affect your emotional intelligence. So this is where you sort of like apply a PhD to your emotional intelligence to know that external stimuli affect you. Another thing is, you know, testosterone therapy, and this is for men. If you do that, this actually improves your energy levels and then, you know, your overall well-being. But it also leads to mood swings and irritation and aggression. And another one is a thyroid hormone replacement. And this is for individuals that are suffering through that. And what it does is it leads to depression and fatigue and emotional instability. So, yeah, I think this is like information overload, but it's very important. It's very important for you to know. Other differences that affect your emotional responses is because of your medicine. So it might not be you. It's the medicine that is affecting you, but you're not aware. So now I'm making you aware so that you know specific medication and find what works for you. And I'm talking about my own product, which I'm not trying to sell, by the way, but I'm trying to help you understand that I'm coming from where you may be, and I'm trying to provide you with a solution that will help you seamlessly. Another thing is also the dosage that you may get from various medication that can affect your emotions. Then combining different medications actually affects how you regulate your emotions, and they may affect how they interact with each other, and they can contribute to how you behave and how you feel. Then lastly would be just the underlying conditions that you may not even be aware of that can throw your emotional intelligence off. Because you would tell me, Gina, okay, thank you, I've listened to what you've shared to me, but sometimes I just find myself upset, I just find myself fatigued, I just find myself angry for no reason. What is it? So look into medications, look into external things that you take that could potentially be the thing that's affecting how you feel. I know I was speeding through this episode because I was just so excited to share. I was just really excited to share like a discovery of, you know, hey, listen, sometimes you may try to stay emotionally regulated. We spoke about, you know, emotional regulation, emotional management. We spoke about self-awareness. We spoke about all the good things, but this is sort of attacking the problem at a different angle. And that is an external stimuli. It's not even in you. It's outside of you. So what I can suggest is find alternatives to your medication. If for whatever reason, this chronic medication you're taking and you feel like you're so fatigued, you have mood swings, you're not happy, then look at holistic options. That is my advice to you. So thank you for listening. And I hope you take this and utilize it within your life. To pharmacies and doctors, and you know, I'm not directly coming to attack, but I know you guys do your job in a better way. And I believe now in this age of information, nothing is hidden. Information is out there everywhere. So in everything that you prescribe, I know within your qualifications, you are supposed to prescribe that. But in your learning, I'm sure you learned about side effects. And if you know that some of the side effects are more damaging than the benefits that the patient would get, then please don't prescribe more problems, because people are dealing with a lot more problems already. Yeah, please, you can, you know, I'm not saying please come and fight me or you know, attack me. I'm just saying as it is, like, holistic medications exist and they work, but then we still need the fabricated one, the chemical ones. Oh, I don't want to use those words, but like the prescribed one rather still exists, and it's still good and we still need it. However, let's just weigh our options and apply what works for us to maintain a better lifestyle. So thank you for listening. Please share this with every single person. I really want to see what people say or think about this, and I'm really keen to hear how others have been affected by their current medication or how holistic medication has improved their lives. See you on the next one.